Joining us right now is Dan Stein. He is the president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. He's also an attorney, and he's worked for almost 35 years in the field of immigration law. And you know, there's a lot going on locally. We also do have the James Comey story, but there is a lot going on locally in Maryland. Dan, good morning, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Great to be with you.
So we were talking yesterday about a mistake that was made by someone, a 19-year-old Salvadorian enrolled in a local high school, happened to drive to school in apparently a stolen car. And inside that stolen car was an AR-15 assault-style rifle, which, when traced back, had been stolen from a police cruiser. So he was arrested. He was released on $2,000 bond despite having a request from ICE to detain him. So now Montgomery County officials are saying, oh, it was a mistake. Was this a mistake?
Listen, Montgomery County and to some extent other jurisdictions in Maryland have created a culture of disregard for immigration enforcement, including detainers that are requested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And even though Ike Leggett, who's the county executive, he's saying, well, it was a mistake. You know, we abide by these detainers in serious cases. Clearly, when you create a culture of disregarding the importance of immigration law and the willingness to hold aliens on civil detainers for a few, basically 48 hours, so that ICE can come and pick them up, this sort of thing is going to happen, right? So this fella, Mario Alvarado, he's a Salvadoran, probably here illegally, or certainly removable, AK-47 in his trunk, and what does Montgomery County do? They just let him go.
Well,
and this is going to continue to happen until the Democrats realize, the Democrats are making a political mistake, not realizing that even legal immigrants who are in this country, who lawfully here, who came to this country, understand the importance of the rule of law.
The thing that I'm troubled by, two things, is that this kid was let out on a $2,000 bail, which is, you know, got a pony up about $200. So it seems that the judicial part of the process broke down there. This is a kid who, if the allegations by police are correct, driving a stolen car with a weapon that was taken from a police car from Rockville that had been broken into and brought this onto school property. This is a very serious thing. How is it that something like this could fall through the cracks? Because that's what they say has happened. Is it falling through the cracks, or is it, well, we're going to look the other way, and then if we get caught, we'll call it falling through the cracks?
Well, Brian, that's an excellent question. What you want to look at is that the Maryland Attorney General, Brian Frosch, tries to make the case that these officials are promoting public safety by creating a wall between local law enforcement and federal immigration authorities. And that is the basic flaw in their reasoning. You cannot promote public safety by shielding dangerous alien criminals under the pretext of claiming all of a sudden, out of the blue, the ACLU and others say that Fourth Amendment protections mean that local officials can't hold an alien for 48 hours until federal immigration authorities come about. It's a fraud. It's just simply not plausible to believe you can protect public safety by promoting and rewarding law breaking. But that's exactly what they're doing.
I look at this story. It was in the New York Times yesterday about Howard County, Maryland, which is, right in our area, literally next door to Montgomery County. And they were going to have a sanctuary city policy imposed there. And the New York Times is completely shocked, stunned, and amazed that apparently legal immigrants rose up against this idea, and the officials in Howard County had to back down. They were very, very surprised that the people who come here legally have real concerns about the people who come here illegally.
Well, in Howard County, they were trying to pass one of these so-called sanctuary laws, and legal immigrants from countries in Asia and Latin America converged on the county council and said, no, we came to this country to get away from that kind of kangaroo court where the law doesn't matter mentality. The rule of law does matter to us. That's why we thought America worked. And, the big flaw in the reasoning here about with the ACLU and others is they're trying to treat immigration detention, which is a civil proceeding, a removal proceeding is civil. And, of course, DHS can detain an alien under civil detention for months trying to get that person removed. They're trying to analogize it to criminal detention and try to create all the protections of that and use that to intimidate local law enforcement into releasing dangerous aliens because they say there's no probable cause or judicial warrant. You don't. How come for 200 years we haven't needed a judicial warrant for local officials to hold an alien for 48 hours until the feds can come and pick him up for removal? All of a sudden, they're claiming it's like a criminal detention when it's not.
Well, they're also rewriting the rules to benefit what they want it to be. So they're just they're not rewriting the laws; they're interpreting the laws differently. And in regards to these illegal immigrants who spoke out, first of all, yay for them, good for them for speaking out.
Yeah.
But the one point that they made that I think is really interesting, and the people in Montgomery County in power here should listen to, they said that offering sanctuary to people who came to the country illegally devalued their own struggles to gain citizenship. So in other words, citizenship has value and you're giving it away. And I think that's very powerful.
Yeah, and this is where the Democratic Party is making a huge political mistake, miscalculating the core support in this country for the primacy of the rule of law, even among all the recent immigrants who come into this country. You see it in Maryland, you certainly see it in California, and it's why Hillary Clinton, frankly, one of the reasons she lost this last election. The Democratic Party positions on immigration law enforcement are not consistent with the Democratic Party positions for the last, 150 years, even as recently as the Bill Clinton administration. What they're doing now, essentially Montgomery County's captive of Casa de Maryland and Perez and the party politics, are taking away the very core that ties us together as a community, which is respect for law as the cornerstone of citizenship.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Dan Stein, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your knowledge and sharing it with us. Thank you so much. That's Dan Stein, president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform.